This is Vincent Irene from Blast Furnace Radio. And who are you and where are we?
This is Diamond Dave from the Enemy Combatant Radio, IndieBay.org, on the... And we're at the periphery. We're in the center of the community coming together. I'm looking down now at the what's happening here. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the here at the new Waveland Cafe, just outside of Waveland, Mississippi. When New Orleans, they said New Orleans, the bullet missed New Orleans. This is where it came, right here. We're in the center of Great District. They said this town is uninhabited and uninhabitable. But in fact, people are coming back. They're putting up tents, and I'm in the middle of the greatest free store in the world. People are coming here doing shopping, getting their needs because they've lost everything. And then they come to eat here, come to share some food for the body, mind, and spirit here at the new Waveland Cafe. And People Food Not Bombs is coming rolling in. Vincent, Pittsburgh Food Not Bombs. I see Arizona Food Not Bombs, Portland and Tucson. The Rainbow Family is well represented, and we're coming together to share food. And today, we've been feeding a couple thousand people a day, Vincent. But today, I can feel really community breakthrough here. This is really happening. It's really cool, and it's really glad to be here.
Well, you know, we were actually in New Orleans, and they've cleaned it up a bit. Of course, nobody's there. It was been forcibly removed. But how and why was this place hit so hard?
Well, they say that they missed the bullet. Remember, before they found the announcement, the levee is broken. And when the levees are broken, they said the bullet, New Orleans dodged the bullet. And where the bullet came, right here, right there, as we speak, right through here, came 150 mile an hour winds. Came a wave, a surge of water, and we're about a mile from the water here, from the Gulf Coast, and it went on for another 10 miles. A wave of water, a surge of water over 25 feet. Everything you see was 25 feet underwater. Those trees, the trees snapped off like matchstick. Houses collapsed. You could just see the houses collapse. This is total destruction from here. Well, in fact, from all the way back from back into Louisiana, all the way out through Biloxi, Gulfport, on into Alabama. This will. Came through, and people were on the third and fourth, up on the roofs. Some people had left, some people stayed, but everything was wrecked and torn down. This is the power of nature. And now here we are. Oh, get some artworks going up there in the wall behind the serving. And now people are coming back, and they're working on the places. People are tending, they're putting up tents where their houses used to be. The uninhabitable is becoming uninhabited, and people are working together in a really good way. And we have the opportunity, Food Not Bombs, Rainbow Family, to be doing this kitchen, which is something we do, doing what we do best. And I want to say that there's a lot of stuff, plenty of stuff's coming through. We got acres of clothes, we got all kinds of stuff, we got, it's a big free store. But what's really needed is people to lend a hand, to hop in their cars and come on down. There's a few other places, and lend a hand. This is a time to, because there's plenty of money coming in. I think human help is really what's important here. Out of the establishment.
So, I mean, we're here, and this is just, used to be an enormous, shopping center, and all this heavy equipment's coming through, the military, FEMA, the insurance companies, but in terms of the Food Not Bombs and the Rainbow people here, this seems like much more of a social setting than some depressing soup kitchen.
Well, this is a New Wave Cafe. We're encouraging live music and poetry and whatever. No, we're definitely bringing a spirit that this is food for the body, mind, and spirit around here. People come, and this is a place to come and smooch, hang out, get some coffee, get some cold drink, and enjoy each other's company. So that is a lot different, and it's definitely important that should be happening, for sure.
the sense I've got from people is that this is going to be happening for a while. It's not something that's going to go away for a week or so.
Oh no, this has got to go on for months. These houses, these neighborhoods, these towns, this land have been totally destroyed. There's just piles of rubble, very little inhabitable, if any, structures going around here. The roofs are off. This is absolute devastation, but the human beings are coming back and re-inhabiting where they once were, their place, their common ground, their special place here.
Well, thank you, Diamond Dave. If people want to find out how what's going on here in Waveland, Blast Furnace Radio could put you in contact with some good phone numbers. Again, people are needed here for this relief work, not just food and bricks and mortar, but also to develop a social setting, to develop a sense of healing in the midst of this destruction.
And we're encouraging a community. Of course, there are others. There's other contingents, Food Not Bombs contingents, who are out. Algiers has been opened on the West Bank of New Orleans. That's been open, and there's some contingents out there. And there's another group that's attempting to inhabit to go and reach out to the people in the fifth, in the ninth ward, which is the worst of the worst of the worst. So there's tentacles going out. Also, check out the Veterans for Peace website. They're the ones who were in Crawford, Texas, and they've come here, and you were at their camp, at the Vets for Peace camp. And they have a website, too, you can go to. Just Google it, Vets for Peace.
Okay, thank you, Diamond Dave. And Diamond Dave is everywhere. Please come to Waveland, Mississippi.